As more wind and solar projects are built in the Northwest, there's a growing movement to consider who will bear the renewable energy burden. Northwest Public Broadcasting's correspondent Courtney Flatt takes us to one community near Goldendale, Washington, where neighbors say the cost of solar is too high.
You can see Mount Adams rising from the horizon from a grassy hilltop on Amy Hansen's land. Acres of grain and hay stretch out in most directions. Homes dot the landscape. She might not be walking distance from everyone, but recently Hansen and her neighbors in Klickitat County have become closer than ever. They're banding together to fight a new giant kicking at their doors. Big solar.
Because of the nice new shiny substation there, this is prime area for them to develop solar.
Hansen's home would be hemmed in on three sides. No more idyllic rural views, she says. Just rows of solar panels.
We worked hard a whole adult life, and, you know, we wanted to retire to, for us, was, you know, a paradise, and now it's just turned into a nightmare.
If approved, the solar farm, which could be built on thousands of acres of land, would be the largest and renewable energy-friendly Klickitat County and Washington. Some say its potential location doesn't take one important thing into account: environmental justice. Documents given to Northwest Public Broadcasting show several developers considering solar projects near the Knight substation and Amy Hansen's land. No solar projects have so far submitted a final proposal in the Knight substation area. The county also recently put a hold on commercial and industrial solar project developments that require a special permit, like in the land surrounding Hansen's home. Every Thursday, activists line Goldendale's Columbus Avenue. Their bright yellow signs shout, "Stop Solar Farms," the same slogan that lines fences near where the potential solar project could be built.
Hello. I signed your petition and everything.
Greg Wagner founded CEASE, Citizens Educated About Solar Energy, to oppose the project that could land in his backyard.
They do all these different environmental protection studies. I mean, it's plants and it's birds, but they never do a human impact. They never look at how it's going to hurt the people that have to live around these things.
Yakima Nation member Tina Antone is wearing a white face mask with "Stop Solar" written in black marker across the front. She says the solar project would cover grounds where tribes can gather three different types of roots. Antone says once corporations lease the land, the Yakima Nation's friends are gone.
I'm for good energy, but if it's industrial, that's something else, you know.
Activists say this community will bear the burden of renewable energy projects, with little more than tax revenue to show for it. Sonia Carley, with Indiana University, studies equity implications of transitioning to clean energy. She says communities of color, or lower-income communities, are most disproportionately affected as the nation transitions to cleaner energy sources.
They've all borne these terrible externalities from the fossil fuel rain, and they're the same ones that stand to either not benefit from the transition or to be completely cast aside.
She says one change would be to include these people in talks from the start.
Those that are harmed tend to be the ones that are not involved in the decision-making processes, or included, or allowed to lead, or have a voice.
Washington plans to start a pilot program in the Central Columbia Basin. It would gather residents, allow them to discuss concerns, and map out areas best suited for large-scale solar. Places away from homes, not on land significant to tribes, or prime farmland. Todd Currier is with Washington State University. He would be in charge of the program. He says the state needs large-scale renewable energy to meet its goals of eliminating fossil fuels from its electricity generation by 2045.
It's really important that we find ways of being friendly to that renewable energy development while at the same time not overly compromising on our other values.
In rural Klickitat County, neighbor Rocile Dimmick says they'll continue fighting for strict solar regulations.
These people are becoming economic casualties. They're investing their retirements, their pensions, to have a part of this.
Dimmick suggests a better spot for these solar panels: the wide-open federal land of the Hanford site, north of Richland, away from homes and crops. I'm Courtney Flatt in Goldendale.